On today's edition of City Watch, let's talk about this new thing that's been going on the past few years called Paint It Back. And I have two special ladies here to help me out discuss this. First off, we're going to talk with Gabby Torres, who is basically the instigator of this whole thing.
Yes, yes, yes. The leader of the misfits. Gabby Torres, I'm the co-founder and co-director of Paint It Back, along with Chris Shannon, my partner. And we began Paint It Back in 2023 with the belief that we could use street art and public art to bring new life to spaces and reactivate places that maybe have kind of gone to the wayside a bit or were a little bit forgotten and could use some love. And so we started in 2023, where we painted the former Toyota building and covered it in murals in the span of a week and then celebrated with a block party. Okay. So our first year, we had about 250 people maybe show up to our block party. And last year, we had over 2,000. So
that's
it's
crazy.
Definitely taken on, taken off rather. And people, I feel like the community understands what it is. They love what it is. And so, and really, as a 501c3, our mission is to use art to bring life back to places that need a little tender love and care.
Yeah, exactly. And just a couple of weeks ago on my City Watch program, we talked about the public sculpture that we have in town.
Yeah.
And that just is, I think, this is me. Now, where can you go where you get public art, you get painted back, you have a showboat, you have a ballet, you have a municipal band, and what's the other thing? There's something else we have. The symphony.
Oh, yes.
The symphony.
Yeah.
In the same community at the same town. I think we're kind of cultured as a whole.
Oh, for sure.
So,
So with what Gabby said, you know, the mission of Paint It Back to bring art to spaces that essentially need it, mm-hmm. what better fit than downtown? So as we were working on our budget this year, we were ready to add back in some art installation. And, you know, we have learned that partnerships work best. So, you know, we've partnered with different community organizations on different events. And so, you know, why not reach out and see if Paint It Back wanted to help us? So we pitched the idea to Gabby, and we weren't sure if they would even agree to it since they love their Toyota building in the Lions neighborhood, but graciously accepted. And I think the support really has been overwhelming
since
the announcement came out. So just really excited. We're actually going to spin a Music on the Avenue down while they're painting on Thursday night, August 20th. So location will be at the bus transfer point, 200 block of 6th Avenue South. And then the full street fest will happen that Saturday, August 22nd.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have our block party from noon until 9, and it's going to have all the things we had last year plus more. So we'll have our art and fashion market. We have a car show. We have a paint battle. We'll have live painting going on in addition to the paint battle. We have our kids zone from noon to 4. We have food trucks. We'll have the Rusty Wagon. We have live music from noon until 9. We also have a fashion show happening with a nonprofit out of Iowa City with young designers. And so that'll be from 4:30 to 6. And I'm sure there's things that I'm missing, but it's going to be jam-packed and full of awesome things to do with the family, with your friends, bring people from out of town. And also, I think for out-of-town visitors, it's a good time. You could plan your trip to see the trolls and then experience Paint It Back and Music on the Avenue.
And this is going to be on 6th Avenue South.
Yep.
So we're closing the street at 2nd Street, closing the street at 1st Street.
Just inside of First Street.
Just so inside,
there'll
be
an alleyway open, so we'll be maybe 2/3 of the block, and then the parking lot right there.
And then the parking lot, and the actual painting will be on the building. It would be the east side of the parking lot and the north side of the parking lot.
Yep. And then jump across 2nd Street to the west and the underground building.
And the underground building.
Yeah. So, different walls, big walls.
Now, you two are very young, you know. But I remember when that wall on the west side of 2nd was the Mississippi River Brewing Company.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And they used to have just beautiful music, blues music, you know. Mm-hmm. My wife and I, did we go to, I don't think I was married then.
Yeah.
But that was fun. That whole area used to be a hopping place for sure.
Yep. So I think we've got classic cars coming as well. And so we'll be utilizing, there's three parking lots there. We're hoping to use all three. We're still working out all the details on that, plus the block being closed. So just, you know, a lot of great things. And one of the challenges we get downtown too is how can you get off of Fifth Avenue South? Everything seems to center around Fifth. So this was a great way to do that as well. So moving over a block and just expanding that district out a little bit. And like Gabby mentioned, you know, we have the troll down there. So it really makes sense to just add something else and give people the whole experience when they come down.
We had a discussion at the most recent Trails Advisory Committee meeting about how we can get a walking thing to the troll.
You know,
so that how can we, you know, it came out, how can we paint big footprints on the street? I mean, you know, that was kind of like how...
Nobody will object to that, will they?
Yeah, but it's the whole idea of we are becoming, you know, kind of semi-known as, you know, cultural and art community. And to me, it started way back when we used to have the painted lighthouses in front of every building downtown. I don't know if you ever heard that story. And it was really cool. The lighthouses were going to be like either 4 foot tall, and then the individual business would paint them and decorate them. And it was after, I think it was Pella had wooden shoes out in front of all the places that were. And it was just an art thing, you know. And that was cool. And that's how the idea for the lighthouses on the rec trail came into being. Because, let's just put some lighthouses with mile markers on the rec trail. So I see all that as being, you know, all part of that. So,
well, good.
Good, good, good.
Well, Greg, thanks for having us.
Yeah, yes, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
And hopefully everybody will remember August 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
So we will start painting probably August, officially we'll from the 18th through the 22nd. And the big events are the 20th is our Music on the Avenue. And then the 22nd is the block party.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. This has been Greg Oberon, First City Watch.